USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Republican nominee for Florida governor is defending himself against accusations that he was making a racist comment when he said this following his primary victory on Tuesday.
The last thing we need to do is to monkey this up by trying to embrace a socialist agenda.
That's current Congressman Ron DeSantis, who made that remark in connection with his opponent in November, Andrew Gillum. Last night, DeSantis explained,
I believe people should be judged based on their ability and character regardless of race, but it's because of that that I know that socialism won't work in Florida. It's not good for any race, color, or creed. So this is not about race.
He spoke on Hannity on Fox News. The special counsel's team now asking a court for more time to decide whether to seek a retrial for Paul Manafort. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.